What do you say? I say, it's time to connect. To connect the dots. That's right. Well, I don't know if the whole world was watching, but there was it this week. It was the 9/11 memorial service downtown Manhattan, where the World Famous Trade Centers used to be, until they got knocked down. And who was there? Yes, it was former President Trump and Kamala, and of course there were Kamala, as she says her name is said, as well as their vice president candidate. Yeah, along with Chucky Boy. That's the nickname for Senator Schumer of New York State. And while they were down there, the chemtrail planes were laying dozens and dozens of chemtrails up in the sky. They had enough to make a checkerboard, not just tic-tac-toe, but a whole checkerboard. That's how many chemtrails they were laying up in the sky while the ceremonies were going on. I guess they wanted to make sure the candidates saw what goes on in the skies when it comes to spraying poisons down on the general public. Now, I mean, I was only probably, 5 or 6 miles away from downtown Manhattan, and the sky was filled with chemtrails. How could you not see them? But interesting thing, and it was, of course, a lot of other people down there at the event, the press, the TV stations, you name it. Not a word. This was back on Wednesday. Not a word about all the chemtrails spraying in the sky. Nope. They're all in on it, and they don't want to talk about it. Is that sad or what? And they're all crooks, you know? And maybe they're all part of the New World Order or under the control of Trump. Might even be under the control of the New World Order. Why is he afraid to say something about it? Huh? You know, for all you people that want to put him up there on the hero's pedestal, don't tell me he didn't see those chemtrails, and he must have seen them plenty of other times when he was the president or even years before that. But to be at the ceremony out there in the open, he has no excuse for not talking about it. And of course, what about the other crooked candidates, other crooked politicians there? And what about the news media? Nobody even mentioned a word about all these chemtrail planes polluting the sky with these strings of clouds to just hang up there for hours. And we know what's in them. The people, the general public has done their own investigations because the government's got sealed lips. They don't want to talk about it. Nothing but toxins, poisons, nanoparticles, maybe even things from outer space. And the health issues that these chemtrails are causing are part of the global warming nonsense, you know? It's not nonsense, but it's part of the problem. I guarantee the chemtrail spraying is causing the planet's temperature to rise. And if you can't figure out how it's doing it, well, you never even bothered to investigate, obviously. And you listen to anybody trying to tell you it's something else. you look at the normal, and we in New York, we have plenty. We have three major airports here, so there's plenty of planes in the sky flying all the time, landing and leaving. And, yeah, three major airports in New York. And with all the planes landing and circling, not one of them is leaving chemtrails. So it's not a normal function. And it's just staggering, you know? So you, the American people, need to start questioning these people you are planning on voting for in the election. I mean, if they are not willing to talk about something, a serious health hazard like that, an impossible main source of raising Earth's temperature, you're as crazy as anybody. Why would you waste your vote voting for people that don't want to talk about the truth, want to ignore health hazards, want to ignore wasting your taxpayers' money? You know, taxpayers have to pay for the fuel for those planes, have to pay for the toxic ingredients. Yeah. And who allots for that money to go to all these unscrupulous agendas that are going on, Democrats and Republicans? You know, they rule the Congress. What is there, one independent in Congress? Maybe two. The rest are Democrats and Republicans. You know, never mind about the president. But if the president isn't willing to speak about it, Congress sure isn't going to be able to speak about it. President, next president will have an opportunity to speak about it. But from what I saw Wednesday, neither Kamala or Trump is going to say a stinking little word about it. They're going to pretend it's not going on. And of course, the news media, they want to pretend it's not going on, because they're in on the whole scam too, you know. Mainstream media is owned by the New World Order, just like every other government in the world. U.S. government is not just the president, it's the Congress. And 535 members, they are ruled by the New World Order. When the evil Netanyahu came to visit the Congress a number of weeks ago, anything he said, the whole Congress was like a bunch of clapping seals, programmed to approve and applaud anything he said. And here he is getting away with committing genocide, has talked the U.S. into supplying him with unlimited amounts of ammunition to continue the genocide. And this is where it's at, of course, the Israeli government, Zionist government. You know, there's about four factions of Israeli society. And the Zionists are the worst, and they're ruling the government in Israel. And a lot of info has come out lately about what a bunch of dirty characters they are. They started communism. They helped the slaughter of 50 million people in Russia. Yeah, they're all behind that, you know? And, of course, that's one of the agendas of the New World Order. Lower the population, kill as many people as possible. And this is what is going on. It's insane. And we got a bunch of, really, they're cowards. They're afraid to talk about the real issues here. I don't care how much you love Trump and think he's a hero. It's cowards. It's afraid to talk about this serious stuff. You know? And Kamala, well, she's just a puppet like her President Biden, you know. She'll do whatever the New World Order tells her to do and be happy as long as they write her the speeches for her, because she doesn't have to talk on her own. She's proved that already. So that's just some of the bad stuff that's going on. And in line with all that craziness and the new world order controlling the whole, every government in the world, you know, Zelensky gets salesman of the world. He has tricked every country into giving his country weapons to turn against the Russian government, as if anybody could beat Russia. And now they're pushing for long-range missiles. Well, talk about, don't forget to declare World War III before you shoot the first missiles off, because this is how it's all playing out now. If you look at the U.S. government, they're like ready to give in to this nonsense. You know, I mean, we're wasting taxpayers' money to fight some crooked, the Ukrainian government, one of the most crooked governments in the world, to support a crooked government that has that's not liked by the Russian government because of all the bad things they've done to jeopardize the Russian people. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, well, you need to go look into it, because these things I'm talking about, you're not going to hear it on the fake news at 5 or 4 or whatever time. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number 888-627-6008. But let me just continue, you know. So, New World Order wants as many wars going as possible, as much suffering as possible, because the New World Order leaders are not the real leaders. They are the puppets of the negative ET races. Yeah, extraterrestrial races exist. That's why the U.S. government doesn't want to tell you anything about it, because they're working with the negative factions still. I mean, there's a portion of the U.S. military now working with good guys. Yeah, there are good extraterrestrials out there. But the government official story, of course, the government and Democrat Party, Republican Party, they're all knee-deep taking bribe money from the New World Order, which is controlled by the negative extraterrestrial races from other planets, other star systems that are still holding out. And they've trained their human puppets well to keep the agenda going. And who is one of the key puppet players? Biden's another key puppet player. Kamala, she's another one, even though she doesn't realize it. And most of the people in U.S. Congress are. Plus the heads of the British government, heads of the French government, heads of German government, they're all controlled by the New World Order. And one of their main computers, by the way, is known that it's buried under, it's down below in Tel Aviv. Isn't that Israel? Well, golly gee, I never would have guessed. And all these things are coming to light now, and a lot is going to get exposed. And believe it or not, here's your opportunity tonight, if you're listening to the show, just to get a little bit of a reminder when you're not going to hear other places. Yeah, there's these groups called the Galactic Federation. I think there's two of them. And then there's the Galactic Confederation, which is the ones who are doing the dirty work. As of last October, they removed all the physical reptilians, Dracos, and Chimera from the Chimera invasion of 1996. Those are giant spider creatures. There's a few replicas of them in public squares around the world. Yeah, giant spiders, they do exist on other worlds. And they came here in 1996 to further invade us. You know, the whole galaxy, the whole universe knows that the people of Earth are easily controlled. That's why the nasty ones all come here. They've been doing it for hundreds of thousands of years. Nothing new. Now, so here's my point here. We get some intel from the Galactic Confederation, used to be only whistleblowers, but this group's been around since 2012. And they've set up a public info revealing sites on mass media. You know, they're off. They used to be on Twitter. They got thrown off. And I wonder why. Because they want to reveal some truth. And they've been telling us about the, I don't know, the six or seven major races out there that are participating in this free planet Earth from the dark side routine that's been going on for over 12 years now. And as I said, of last October, right around the time they started the war in Gaza, they made their announcement that they have physically removed the physical reptilians and the physical Dracos and the physical giant spiders. So, again, back to here's the point. There's still a lot of videos out there that were done in, I don't know, 2005, 2006, 2010, whatever, back that far back. You know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, talking about the reptilian underground bases and stuff like that. That is dead information, and it shouldn't be out there. Anybody who's putting videos out there on YouTube or Telegram or whatever network you use, you're not doing the general public a favor by that. You might think you've got some great info. It might have been great info 10, 15, 20 years ago, but it's obsolete. As of October last year, it is obsolete. There are no more reptilian bases underground. There are no Draco bases underground. They've been removed. Some of them have been executed, and the rest have been just sent somewhere. Or they're in fast retreat. Because the universe, it's house cleaning time for the universe. And it's the Galactic Confederation that's doing the cleaning. They have their physical army, weapons beyond belief, much more powerful than our hydrogen bombs and anything else we might have. And they will physically land here. It's going to happen in the first year, half of next year. So wake up and understand where we're at. Meanwhile, the political candidates of the Democrat and Republican parties are playing tiddlywinks and trying to keep everything business as usual. And they are tricking you into voting for one of their two candidates, one of the candidates, either a Democrat or Republican, so they can keep the status quo. It'll be us versus them game continuing, which is a game that is no good for the benefit of the human race. It prevents us from having a collective consciousness. You know, human beings, our minds can collectively gather together, and we need to be focused on peace, not fighting wars that never can be won, not doing things that cause people to suffer. We need to get away from all of that because we want to evolve, and this is the time to evolve, and that's why the rest of the universe is here, and strong forces, motherships, everything. They're out there in our solar system just waiting, you know, hiding behind the moon probably, just waiting for the command to land. And they will do that right after the event. And there's another grand thing happening that the Democrat and Republican parties don't want to tell you about. You know, you need to turn your back on these corrupt groups. They will keep you locked in conflict, war, and poverty more than you ever imagined because they're on a tight leash. Who's holding the leash? The New World Order. Under the guidance of the negative ETs. They know they've lost the war here on Earth, but they want to fight it out to the end. And they will make you suffer every day of your life as much as possible until the end. They're looking to start more wars if they can. They're not happy with what they got. And they got the salesman of the year, Zelensky, who has the ability apparently to go to any nation on earth and get whatever he wants when it comes to weapons. This is insanity, you know? And it could lead into a bigger conflict. How far does he think he's going to get away with confronting the Russian government before they say, screw this guy, and they just trample him and his country to death, because that's where he's leading his country. This man is evil. He even looks like the devil. You put a couple of horns on his head, and he'd make a perfect devil. Yet nobody's willing to speak out against him. You know? This is insanity. And why are we giving these people money to create more killing and more war? You know? With no intention of peace whatsoever. They think they have a blank slate to go do whatever they want, and that's what they're doing and getting away with. You think Trump's going to stop them? Hell no. You think, forget about Kamala. She's like a brain dead zombie, unfortunately. You know, she has a joyful laugh. She can make a good cheerleader, okay, but not president of the United States. Anyhow, before I end this little bit here, it's important to say that, you know, I don't care if I'm the president of the United States, but again, I've been doing it every 4 years. I have a website out there, and my website proves that I'm bringing more to the table, and I know more about taking command of situations in the world than anybody, period, anybody. Hey, I got the radio show here. Call in and try to convince me, just with conversation, of course, that you are more authoritative than me. You know how to take command of a situation more than me, and you're more qualified to give the people justice. Go to my website. Simple. 2020presidenttomedison.com. Everything I need to say is right there. All the grand things, solutions I'm bringing. You know, forget about talking about the problems. I talk about solutions, because that's what I am, a solution person. And I've said it before, but I'll just let the whole world know. The solution to every problem on this planet is already known. It's just that stinking new world order and all their puppets and bribe takers that are preventing the solutions from being put into place. You know? And they're keeping all the good things away from the general public. You know, free energy's been around for about 100 years, if not longer, but it's being kept from the general public. No, they want us to pay high prices for gasoline and all other kind of fuels and stuff like that. And who's to blame for that? Democrats or Republicans? Why do you want to play along with their game? They're tricking you again, you know, with their little rallies and stuff. Tricking you to vote for a bunch of criminals, which they are. Hey, don't take my word for it. Look up the 1871 Act that turned the United States of America into the United States Corporation. Yeah, Inc. United States of America Corporation, Inc. And that's who our government is now. The only reason we actually have an interim government right now as I speak, but they have no authority. They have no army. They can't just move in and arrest the whole Congress. But they will be arrested and apprehended as soon as our galactic brothers and sisters land their spacecraft, which they have promised to do and which they will do when they know they're waiting for the event to happen first. The event, you know? You don't know what the event is, probably. But, hey, if you go to the portal, you can find out. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And backtrack it. You know, 12 years back. And look at all the intel they have given us. important intel, like the Pleiadians are not going to be the first ones to land on our world. You've heard of the Pleiadians, right? It's going to be the Aldebarans, because apparently the Pleiadians felt they weren't being shown respect. You know, the Pleiadians actually met with the Russian President Putin before the incursion into Ukraine and pretty much begged them, don't start this. But when you hear all the facts, you have the understanding that there were biogenetic labs all along the Russian border in the Ukraine, and he was getting worried, you know. They could have launched an attack, biohazard infectious diseases on him. And so that was the meaning, what the point of the mean incursion was, to get destroy these facilities, you know, to make anybody nervous. Come on. They put a nuclear plant in your backyard, wouldn't you be a little nervous? Of course you would. I mean, that's just a common sense. And while we're talking about things like that, why is, I mean, a few people posted immediately after the Hamas invaded Israel there on October 7th, I think it was, that the gate was left open on purpose. This was a plan, New World Order plan, because New World Order controls the Israeli government, and they control Hamas also. And they use their players in any way possible to create more chaos and suffering. They create the suffering for their demon friends, you know. Not only is the New World Order controlled by negative ET races, they're controlled by the invisible demons. Yeah, they are still here. The invisible demons, a little harder to round up, but they will be, because our galactic brothers and sisters have the technology to do this. They can catch them and they get the Earth plane, the astral plane, and they know how to find anyone by frequency. And it's going to happen. You know, they will land and they will get everyone, but all the bad guys, and they will remove them from Earth. But until that happens, we're kind of like stuck fending for ourselves. In fact, the Galactic Confederation, because I follow this site daily, maybe I'll go 2 days without looking at it, they're not giving out too much information lately because they're down in the final scenario and they can't reveal their battle strategies at this point. They have revealed about everything they have taken back down. They took down the electronic fence to allow more portals to be opened on the Earth plane. Yeah. They've removed most of the bad guys, the creatures, but the demons are still here. And there's this anomaly called the Lurker. It's kind of like the gremlin, you know, the gremlin through the wrench into something to upset the machinery. Well, that's what this Lurker anomaly is, something like that. And it can interact with humans and negatively affect our thinking. That's the last obstacle. And then we have a sufficient amount of light on planet Earth, but the more light we can bring in, it'll make it harder for the dark side to operate. And they made it quite clear that they're willing to fight down to the last breath as far as they're concerned, because they don't want to admit that they are defeated and outfoxed at this point in time. So that's all they have to live for, make our lives miserable. And they're, you know, they're trying to put on another pandemic. They're trying to infect more people with a deadly monkeypox vaccine. All the commercials on TV, and of course TV is New World Order propaganda. There's two kinds of commercials. There's car commercials and then there's pharmaceutical commercials. And maybe one or two odd ones in between, but those are the main commercials, and they're running. You know, you're going to see, if you're watching the boob tube, you're going to see, I don't know, probably 10 pharmaceutical commercials every hour. You're really on the bandwagon with this. They want to give you more vaccines. They want to give you vaccines for pimples, vaccines for anything. Vaccines for bad breath. You name it, they'll try to stick you with a vaccine for anything because this is a good killing tool they've devised. And sterility, too. It was just another today on Twitter, I ran past another one, a doctor pointing out, along with Dr. McCullough, about the squalene in vaccines to make people sterile. That'll, and in the long run, that would cut down on the population. But there isn't going to be any long run. This is all going to get decided. We're at a point now within the next 10 months. That's it. It can't go any further than 10 months. Now, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be the beginning of a new reality, a better reality. But meanwhile, the jokers, the politicians here in America, they're leading everybody. They want to keep everybody in the dark because they're good little puppets for the New World Order. You got to wonder why Trump, he's got to know about the aliens because he was the president. And, of course, he would have been told something about it. Probably didn't tell him everything. And there's this group called the White Hats. It's supposed to be the good military that are fighting against the negative aliens, but it's not the whole military. Other factions in the military are still controlled by the New World Order. Some mess, huh? And this is all playing out. Even the Galactic Confederation says that probably the most important thing that's going to happen on planet Earth is this November election. And that's the only reason I talk about it, because if you go to my website, 2020, that's right, same website I used for the last election. But you go there, and it'll say 2024. But the website is 2020presidenttomedison.com. Tom Edison, that's me. You know, I see I'm pointing myself to president already because in my mind I am, you know, easiest job in the world because I know how to give orders and make decisions instantaneously. I have that gift. And the first thing you go, come to my site, scroll down from the picture of me sitting in front of the White House at age 11 with the caption, thinking big at age 11 because I was. And the first thing you're going to see is my statement, the battle plan for me to win the election. And I'm asking every registered Democrat and Republican to write my name in. You won't see it on the ballot, but you can go to any polling place and write my name in. And if they deny you that, you'll help throw the election into overkill or whatever, because that'll be grounds for calling for a fraudulent election, denying voters the right to write in candidates. So I'm asking, tell your friends, do this. Believe me, Trump and all his important aide people, Kamala and all her New World Order backers, aren't going to do anything for you. They don't want to do anything for you, the average person. But I will. And I know, because I'm a common person. And it'll be the first time a common man person gets elected president of the United States. Everybody else has been wealthy. Look it up. You'll see. And that's what you, the people, want. A common man president who understands what it is to be poor, to work amongst the poor. Can you imagine Trump working against a poor black man in a dirty factory side by side? He doesn't know what the experience is even about, let alone even want to help people that have to do dirty jobs in harsh conditions. You know, I've worked amongst the poorest of the poor. I know what it's all about. I know how people are being paid dirt wages to work in dirt jobs and the elite cash in on the money. You can't expect a man born with a silver spoon in his mouth to understand what the poor people in this country have to go through. And these are important things to think. If you vote Trump, you're out of your mind crazy, because he's not going to do anything for you, the average person. If you're a lead, yeah, you're a villain. No, we know Elon's going to vote for Trump, because they're both in the billionaire club. So is ex-mayor Bloomberg. He'll vote for Trump too, because they're all in the billionaire club, and all the rest of the elites are going to vote for him too. You know? But we outnumber us, the regular people, outnumber the elites 99-1 or 100-1. And all we have to do is place our votes on somebody that will have an understanding for us. And according to the Constitution, if I was to win a popular vote victory in every state, the electoral voters would have to cast their votes for me, even though they're bribed to do it for just the two parties. And we'll see. And if they don't do their job, well, there will be revolution in the street. So I think they're going to have to go along with the program. Plus, there's still a lot of work to do. There's only 50-some days, but it still can be done. Because when you go to the polls and cast your vote, all you have to do is write in my name. Show those no-good, crooked politicians, the no-good, crooked political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, that you don't want no part of their crap. And the best way to do it is in this election. And believe me, I don't have to practice to be the president. I know what it is. I could walk in the White House tomorrow and start giving orders and tell, first order would be, get rid of Biden and everybody he appointed, because they're nothing but New World Order puppets. And take it from there. And I'll give the military the orders of how to go about rounding up the criminals. It would be that easy. But I don't want to do that. What I really want to do is get everybody to get along. And I'm the only guy who can do that. Trump can't do that. Kamala can't do that, because they're in the high stakes Super Bowl there, you know? We got to devastate the Republicans. We got to devastate the Democrats, you know? And they want to play that us versus them game. They want to drag you into it, a game where there is no real solution, and it'll always be a logjam in Congress. You know, it takes ingenuity to get the Democrats and Republicans, besides just money. Yeah, money will do it every time. But to get them to actually be friends and do something for the general public, which they never do, it takes ingenuity. I'm the guy who has the ingenuity. The Democrat and Republican candidates, they are brain dead when it comes to comparing them to me. Trump has got no new ideas. If we called him into a question, what did he do in his first term? I have to say, he didn't do anything for the general public. Nothing. Yeah. He made grandstand things like got the foreign NATO people paid more money. What's that got to do with us, the regular people? Didn't help us out one bit. Yeah, waste taxpayers' money on a wall that doesn't really keep people out. Yeah, all the immigration problem, all the whole law has to be wiped off the blackboard and start from scratch and make something that makes some sense. I can do that in one day. You know, the other people, they would have to hire teams, and the teams would be ruled by the New World Order, and it would be another plan just as bad as the one we're working with now. You know, I'm talking the truth here. And if you don't have the guts to go out and vote for somebody who has the real solutions and is not part of the problem, you know, Kamala is a part of the problem. She's a New World Order puppet. Biden is a problem, a New World Order puppet. And for what we know, Trump boy might be a New World Order influenced himself. He's certainly influenced by the rest of the rich people in the world, which means he isn't going to do too much for you, the average person. And what else can I say? They're both liars. You know, when I talk about important things, I never lie. You know? But they're professional liars. They can't stop lying, you know? There's a funny video out there of they got Kamala with her Pinocchio nose talking, swagging away. You know, we need one for Trump, too, because he's just as big a liar. Come on. I mean, he shooting himself in his foot, talking nonsense like, yeah, they're chasing people in Ohio, eating cats and dogs. You know, I mean, really, didn't he realize that they were going to debunk that so fast? Come on. I mean, they might be doing that down in Haiti because they're all starving and the gangs are ruling the country, but we know they do it in China. I should laugh at that, but that's the reality of it. But for him to say something stupid like that, oh my God. So what's important to understand here, hey, if you got a question, if you want to challenge me in anything I'm saying, hey, 888-627-6008. But I can defend anything I'm saying. And I'm saying that everybody should write my name in on election day, Tom Edison. And believe me, you'll be sending a message to the crooked government that you're not going to listen to their bullshit anymore. And you're not going to be conned in to supporting their agendas for the elite and agendas for the new world order. Hey, go ask any Democrat or Republican what they're going to do to stop the poisonous chemtrails, and you'll see that not one of them is willing to help you. And you're going to vote for their candidate? You ask the candidates, if you can get close to them and ask them that question. You won't be allowed to ask that question, and if you do, they'll do something to make sure that the rest of the world doesn't get to hear it. Because they're controlling things that much. Hey, talk about controlling things. I hear Ford Motor Company is coming out with a car where with the computer screen, and the computer screen will be kind of like two-way. You're watching whatever you're watching, the computer screen, and at the same time, the computer screen is listening to the conversation inside the car. Is that sick or what? But it's in the plan, you know. It's out there, and of course they're planning to introduce more poisonous substances in the air and declare another fake pandemic. You know, they're spraying mosquitoes with deadly viruses to infect the people more, and then they're letting the mosquitoes down. You've got this on videotape. No world order. They're all stops around. They're, you know, they're doing everything except set up the nuclear bombs. And if you know anything about the true story, because I've been following all this stuff for years, the good galactic brothers and sisters will not allow anyone to set off a nuclear bomb again in the atmosphere. They've proven that they can drive fly close to the launch sites and shut down the whole operation from afar. Now that's power. And luckily, these are the good guys. So they're not going to allow for any nuclear blasts. But at the same time, what's called frequency, all this killing and suffering is causing lowering the frequency of the collective consciousness of humanity. In order to bring it up, we need the frequency of love and light, not war and hate. You know, I wrote a song once called Jerusalem. It's out there on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, because I can write songs better than Dylan. And I put 23 well-written songs on an album. It's out there by CD Baby. You can find it on the internet. You can find it on YouTube. And the song on that album, Songs Better Than Dylan, is called Jerusalem. And the chorus of the song goes, it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. So let's bring our love into the stream. Now that's the solution the whole world should be following. Check it out. Maybe you have connections to get it played worldwide. I don't have any connections except my radio show here. That's it. If I had money, I would certainly have my face out there and telling everybody. Simple. All Republicans and all Democrats vote for me. And I promise, if you really think Trump is going to be helpful to the United States, if you really think the people, the common people, if you really think Kamala is going to be helpful to the common people of the United States, well, vote for me, because if I get elected, I will allow them to be part of my government when they have something good to offer. And we'll find out. So you can't lose that way by voting for me, Tom Edison, write my name in. You'll actually be electing both Kamala and Trump for a seat in the White House. Oh, you know, I'll appoint them to something and give them leeway. You know, come see me, you got a great idea, I'll listen to it. You know, this is good ideas all the time. But I know the solutions to all the big problems already. They're not. They've been known for years. It's, you know, it's the elite. They're making too much money about keeping the problems in place. And then you got the crazy New World Order that wants people to suffer and wants people to die. And then you got the negative ETs mind-controlling the whole situation from afar. And ETs are great mind controllers. They're the inventors of propaganda. And they've been doing it a long time. Good starting point, 450,000 years ago, Anunnaki from the 12th planet landed in what we call, refer to as Sumeria, Iran, Persia, Turkey, all that Middle East area there. They set up shop, experimented on humans, deactivated our DNA to make us stupider, and started experimenting on us, making half-breed human animals, all those myths of the past. They made the giants, and they started mating with us. I mean, that's how far it goes back, and it's all on stone clay tablets in that area, Persia, Turkey, Iran. And that's proof. And that's where it all started. And they were the ones who started the false religions. Yeah. They found out that humans wanted to worship a real God, and they decided to step in and play God. And they succeeded. They've infiltrated every religion that ever was put on the planet to some extent, some more than others. They created the first city-state place. Yeah, Anunnaki did it, called Sumeria. And they set up the culture they wanted us to evolve into. The city-state culture, where government makes the rules and the people follow. And as the records show, people were complaining about the rulers of these cities abusing their power from the beginning. And then we had plenty of abuse with the religions, Anunnaki playing false gods, because they had superior weapons and superior powers, and tricking the people into bringing gifts to them and sacrifices. So they didn't have to go out looking for anything and trick the peasants into doing things for them under the basis of religion. I'm your God, and you're going to serve your God or else. And then they're the ones who were behind setting up the taxes for their city-state rulers, dirt puppets. Those things have been going on a long, long time. Then maybe, 150 years ago, 125 years ago, the rest of the evil crowd from the galaxy started showing up here. And as far back, I think it's 1907 or something, U.S. cavalry found tiny graves living in a cave out in New Mexico or something. Then the 1920s and 30s, they started showing up in their spacecraft and starting looking for negative ET races, looking for world governments to control and for their own secret agendas. They first started working with the Nazis. How about that? And they shared some technology with them. And then we have, yeah, they were floating around in America too. They tricked the U.S. government in 1943 with the Philadelphia experiment, the Zeta Reticula, I believe. They tricked them into doing that experiment, which would do a little rip in fabric in space-time and open up a portal so more negative ETs could come into our world. And they've been working on, since that point, they've been working on secret bases with the secret U.S. military. And then after World War II, U.S. military brought in all the Germans that had been working with the negative ET races. And they kept growing these underground bases where the ETs and the U.S. military will work together. They promised us bigger, better, and more powerful weapons as long as they could abduct people and use for experimentation and abduct children for slave labor. And this has been going on and on and on and escalating. And then we have the increase in abduction of children per adrenochrome. Yeah, it's the most expensive quantity on the planet now. No, it's not gold, platinum, or diamonds. It's adrenochrome. It brings in the highest price. Wow, they get that. They have to abduct children, torture them, and kill them. And this goes on. We have involved in this today. We have Disney World involved in it. Coca-Cola Company recently got caught buying children from Ukraine. What the hell is going on? And there's plenty of dumb bases, D period, U period, M period, B period bases under America and all other parts of the world. And some of these places, they have slave labor, children. And all this crap is going on. So wake up. Aliens do exist. There's life on other worlds. We've been lied to since birth to keep the secrets. The reason governments want to keep the secrets because all the aliens they've been working with are negative ones. And the treaties we signed with them gave them, okay, yeah, you can abduct people. How sick. You know, and these are your governments and your military groups, you know, and a good portion of them are in the U.S. here, too. And the ones that are doing good, trying to rescue the children now, are called the White Hats, and they're working with the resistance groups from the Galactic Confederation. And they're all working their way from underground up to the planet and down from the sky, and that's when they're going to land. But it won't happen until they have to event. And the event is based on the collective consciousness of humanity being enlightened. We see all these wars and tactics to deviate down places we don't even want to go, really, are to keep the collective vibration of humanity down. Because when people are dying and suffering, it makes it harder for them to be loving and caring. And that's what we should be concentrating on, love. The frequency of love can cure anything. But we have to have more of it. And that's why we have to end the wars. Hey, and I'm claiming I'm the guy that can do it. And ingenuity is the key. The power of suggestion. I will be able to say things to the war mongering parties to get them to stop. Trump and Kamala, they don't have a clue what to do. And let's face it, Trump is to get, were to get elected, I'm planning on getting elected. See, all right, Trump were to get elected, he kisses the Israeli government's butt, so the genocide will continue. Kamala, She's a new world order puppet, so they'll just tell her to sit back and do nothing, just like Biden. And she'll be willing to do that. So nothing will have changed, and the war will continue. Neither one of them have the imagination or know the power of suggestion to the extent that I do, and that's the way the situation can be brought to finality. Not with phony, worthless negotiators who don't know anything about the power of suggestion, wasting taxpayers' money, going to meetings, proposing things that no one will agree to. That is not the solution. Like I said, I know what all the solutions are, and the solution is to end the war is with the power of suggestion. And of course, it's a more powerful suggestion if you happen to be the president of the United States. And perhaps those are the only reasons I want to be the president, because I have that little authority that will get people to listen to me. If I just talk now on the radio, no one's going to listen to me. But you, the listener, when it comes voting day, remember, wait, my name, make a stand. At least try to make it happen. This is the last election before the aliens, the good ones, land and everything changes. This is the last U.S. election of this kind with the voting procedures we have. And by the way, how come I start asking these Democrat Republican candidates, how come you're not advocating the changing of the machines, the removal of the electronic machines? Don't you understand you can't have a fair election with tamper voting machines? Huh? How come nobody's asking that question? Well, you ought to ask it so you can find out what a bunch of phonies you're being tricked when you vote for. If they really wanted a fair election, they'd be out there squawking, you got to change the machines before the election. But nobody's saying they were, which proves both political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, plan to win this next election by cheating. It'll be harder for them to delete my votes, believe me, as a right-wing candidate. So I have a better chance of pulling this out without worrying about them cheating to delete my votes than they do. Look into it. Listen to the voice of reason here. Hey, and tell your friends to tune in next week. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. Should show it listed Saturday, 8 p.m., Station 1. Tell your friends about it. Have them call in next week. Hey, if you got a phone, you can participate. If you got something important to say, hey, this is a show to do it on. I call it Radio Free America. I mean, the show is really Connect the Dots, but I call it Radio Free America because things can be said here that can't be said anywhere else. And stop listening to people that just want to talk about the problems. I think we all know all the problems are almost in. I talk about solutions, and I talk about using ingenuity and the power of suggestion to solve all the problems. All right, we're getting to the end of the show. I'm on Boot Camp Down, followed by the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partner in Conflict? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words, so might be your invitation. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I want you to take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know my stance without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.